Blog Talk Radio.
Think. Think big. ThinkBigRadio.com for all of your realty, financial, business, and entertainment networking needs. Hello, ThinkBigRadio.com listeners. Big here, your host today. I would like to thank you all for your continued support and spreading the word about ThinkBigRadio.com. Have you spread the word today? Our guest today is Mr. Aaron Glover, who has started an empire in New York City, not only retail but online. Aaron, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Before we get started, I just want everybody to be able to reach you in case of some technical difficulties or whatever. How can they reach you?
Okay, you can reach me at www.soulink.net. That's S-O-U-L-I-N-K.net. Or you can reach me at info@soulink.net.
Okay, so once again, that's www.soulink.net and info@soulink.net. All right, so the first thing we're going to get into is just, you know, let our listeners know what it is about you. You know, tell us some of the first things you can remember in your life.
Oh, man, from day one, I believe that I've always been born and bred to run my own business, because I've always been somewhat of a, how can I word it, just ambitious about certain things and goal-orientated, and sometimes I get tunnel vision when I'm on a project, or if I'm doing something, I stay focused on that until it's done. Pretty much, it, just to me, in my opinion, running a business is a sense of freedom. Where, you know, you're doing something that actually makes you happy. It's not exactly about the dollar amount or how much money you make per year or whatever. Just doing something that makes you happy and it makes other people happy. And it just, you know, just brings something positive. It just brings forth some positive energy into what I'm doing, pretty much.
So what would you say your passion is?
My passion is ownership. My passion is being able to do what I feel is right for me. You know what I mean? My passion is also to see other men and women doing what makes them happy. Instead of, you know, some of us get caught up in the everyday 9-to-5 thing, and you're not exactly doing what makes you happy. So that in turn makes you go to work with a negative attitude, a bad attitude, and you're really not too compassionate about what you're doing. So I always say to people, if you have something that you like to do, focus on that passion, and you work towards that passion, because it makes you happy. Like I said, it doesn't exactly have to be a financial gain. It's all about what makes your spirit feel happy and how you feel about yourself when you get up in the morning. You know what I mean? It's like, if it's painting, I know photographers who get up every weekend and they go to parks and you know, the botanical garden, and they just take photos of plants, birds, and things of that nature. And I'm like, well, if this is what makes you happy, then, brother, keep doing it, man. Don't stop.
That's a great thing. A lot of people out there, they just not really, you know, passionate about too much because of, you know, the life that they have to live, and then they
right.
feel that they don't have time. How do you, well, and before you got started doing and actually making a business out of your passion, what did you have to do to find time to, I mean, what was it that made you one day, you know, say, you know what, I need to start off doing what I love and I need to find time? How did you juggle that with the schedule you may have had?
Well, my attitude is, how can I word it, there's 24 hours in one day, you know what I mean? And you can make time. If you really want something, if you really love something, or if you really love someone, you make time for whatever it is that you love doing. You know what I mean? Like I said, the clocks tick all day. They're never going to stop ticking, and you can't turn back the hand of time. So I always say to myself, seize that moment, because once that moment is gone, you can't get it back. You know what I mean? You have to stay focused on whatever it is that you want to do. So one morning, I just got so agitated with myself because I wasn't doing what was making me happy.
Wow.
So what I did, I stayed up one night and I wrote down my goals. You know what I mean? I wrote down my goals from one through whatever. And literally, I didn't go to bed till like maybe 3, 4, 5 o'clock in the morning, networking, getting to know people, finding out what the market was and how can I market my T-shirts better, or just talking with people. I would sit down with people who own businesses and I would ask them advice. You know what I mean? It's all about the groundwork that you have to lay first. Many of us go into thinking, okay, I have an idea, I'm going to make $1 million next year. No, that is not the case. The thing is, you have to put in your work. You have to pay your dues. You have to really research. Whatever that you're going into business to do, you have to do your research. Because if you don't plan it out, you're going to fail. You know, you have to understand. A lot of people don't know that running a business is easy. You know, it takes small companies such as myself maybe close to 5 years to actually make a profit.
Wow.
So you have to really go in knowing that you're not going to make any money. That, you know, thinking that you're going to go in and make all this money and I'm going to live this fabulous life. No, you have people really respect my work ethic. You know, when I first started, before I even had a website up, I would get my shirts and I would put them on hangers. And what I would do is I would walk all up and down 7th Avenue in my neighborhood just to let people see me out there. They saw my images, they saw my face, and they put a name with the face. So that's another way of me marketing and networking, getting to know people, letting people know what I was about, and just not force-feeding my material on them. I just wanted to let them know that I was here, and this is what I'm going to do, and I'm a new guy on the block, so be ready.
Wow.
For you. You know?
That's a great concept to actually find and make time.
You have to. It is very important. It's very, very important because if the way I look at it is, if you don't take yourself serious and if you really don't believe in what you're saying, who is?
You're right.
I say this to myself. If I don't say the right things, people are going to sit and listen to you. There's going to be someone out there they're going to say, let me see if this brother's really about it. Let me see what he has to say. So what my thing is, what I try to do is, I try not to stay stagnated. I always have to be doing something pertaining to my company because that's a sign of growth. So when someone sees me, I always have something to say, hey, bro, I got another shirt coming next month, so you might want to come check me out. I'll bring something by. You can give it a look-see. You know what I mean? It's basically, this is going to be my livelihood. You know what I mean?
Wow.
This is how I'm going to keep my lights on. This is going to have to keep my bills paid. So you have to get out there. You have to let people know who you are. And you can't stop. In my opinion, failure is not an option.
Right.
You know what I mean?
So the next question I have for you is, did you have to partner with anyone to help make it happen, or did you first just go right out and just make it happen?
In the beginning, I had a business partner. And he was actually a friend. We're still good friends, and I called him with an idea at first to let him know. I said, hey, man, I have this idea. This is what I think we should do. And when the money wasn't turning over quickly enough, he lost interest.
Wow.
And I knew in the long run that, well, hey, bro, I love you, and you're my brother, and I love you to death, man, but this is the real world here. You know what I mean? We the new guys on the block. You know, you got Sean John, you got Rock Aware, you got Unique Chase. You know, these guys are implanted in American culture already, so they don't
right,
really have
exactly.
to work too hard. They're already embedded in urban culture all over the world. You know what I mean? Rock Aware, Sean John, and these Unique lines, they're all over the country, Fat Farm, all over the world now. So it's like, bruh, they don't have to get out on the corner and hustle. We do.
Wow.
You
know
what
now,
I mean?
What gave you the idea, like, for the name Soul Inc.? Is this, like, stands for Soul Incorporated, or,
it
you know, what? How does that? How did you brainstorm that?
Okay, again, I was up 2-3 o'clock in the morning one evening, and, I was just sitting out to Aaron, you have to do something. So I believe everyone has a soul, and everyone should have a soul. You know, I grew up listening to soul music, you know, the Al Green's, the Marvin Gaye's, the Brian White's, Teddy Pendergrass's. And I said, well, let's turn this into something more spiritual and productive. And I said, hey, man, you know, Soul Incorporated sounds real good. And I said, the name Soul had to be in it somehow because that's what I wanted to represent. I wanted to represent something that, how can I word it, something of substance. I didn't want to be just a businessman who was just about the profit. You know what I mean? I wanted people to feel positive about buying something from me. I didn't want them to feel like this another guy out here trying to make an extra dollar. Because what people don't understand is the difference between a businessman and a hustler. A hustler will ask you to buy something whether you want it or not. A businessman wants you to be happy with their purchase. I want to take time and be like, I really want to buy that shirt because I met the guy, he's a nice guy. And he's serious about what he's doing. I just don't take a money and run type of thing. And I literally, when I receive all people, I send them an email. I don't send them like a generic email, say, hey, thanks for your order, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, hey, man, if you have any questions, you can give me a call. Or if there's something wrong with your product, hey, send it back, man, and I'll take care of it. And I've called people in Arizona, California, Texas. And that's how I feel like, in some way, I bare my soul because I don't want people just to think that Soul Inc. is just some faceless company.
Wow.
You know?
That's one of the best things is to get out there and let people know that you stand behind your product and that you've taken a lot of time. And that's what you said about your partner, you know, deciding to just leave. What a lot of people don't realize, and one of the inspirational insights that I happen to share is one called Plant Seeds.
Right.
And every business that you start, not only do you have to think it out, but you have a growing process from the time you plant that seed into your heart, into the hearts of other men and women. You know, it takes time for it to develop. And a lot of people, because the society now is, you know, instead of me going home to cook dinner or have my wife, you know, cook a decent dinner that's not microwaved, I'm going to go to McDonald's. It's fast. It'll still, you know, do what I need it to do, but it's not like a home-cooked meal, but it'll suffice. And it's the same thing with business. So people that I believe who stick to it, you know, those are the people who actually wind up making it in the long run. And that's something that I see that you're doing. And, you know, thinkbigradio.com, what we came together as all, you know, business owners and, you know, decided that, you know, there's a lot of people out here that need to hear stories of people who have made it and became very successful, people who are almost there and people who just want to learn how to get there. And that's what we look for in guests, you know, people with the wisdom and understanding of someone, you know, such as yourself. And I'm, you know, very happy for you, and I'm always looking at the website and seeing what's new. Let's let the people know how to get in touch with you one more time.
Sure, man. They can reach me at www.soulinc.net. You can also reach me at info@soulinc.net. I reply to all emails, so don't worry, your emails won't be sitting there.
Wow. You're listening to ThinkBigRadio.com, where big thinkers come to teach and learn. Your goals are our goals, and your success makes us successful. Okay, I'd like to ask you, when you decided to start this business, what did you view as your main challenge, other than, you know, not having that name recognition, but what was your main challenge that you had to overcome?
Faith in myself.
Wow.
Faith, man. It's very important that, I mean, anybody can come up with an idea or do whatever they want to do. But again, if you look in the mirror and you don't believe in oneself, then the battle is lost.
You know, I swear we have never, and you are the first person that has ever said that, and it goes to show that you have to believe in yourself, because you're the first person that you have to convince.
Yes, you're the person that, you know, when you look in the mirror, you have to deal with that individual. No one else does. You know, no one has to deal with you. So what I did was I had to really look at, you know, I'm 35 years of age now. Bro, what do you want to be doing for the next 10, 15 years? What is going to be your legacy? And I mean, yeah, I could work a 9-to-5. Yeah, but I'm pretty much, you know, how can I word it? I'm closing myself in. It's like being, you know, you painting. You ever just paint yourself into a corner?
Right.
You know what I mean? And I'm like, then you can't really branch out. You, it's not really. It wasn't really. I didn't really have a sense of freedom.
Okay. What I'm gonna do? Hold that thought. Is we have a caller from the 770 area code 977.
Okay.
Caller, I'm going to put you on the air. If you don't want to talk and just want to listen, just be quiet.
Okay.
So caller from the 770 977 area code, you're on. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing fine. How are you doing today?
So far, we're good. Just thinking big here. Where are you from, caller?
Actually, I'm calling from Marietta, Georgia, right outside of Atlanta.
Okay. Did you have a question for Mr. Glover?
Well, actually, I just stumbled on your website earlier today.
Okay.
And didn't realize that Mr. Glover was going to be on, and went over to his website and really applaud what the things that he's doing over there on his website. And I'm actually with a company, organization called ASAP, which is African Americans for Success, Achievement, and Prosperity.
Wow.
And we seek out individuals just like yourself and Mr. Glover to align ourselves with them and help get them more exposure, and we get ourselves more exposure and actually recycling our black dollars.
Wow, that sounds great. But, sir, what we're going to do is we're going to let you contact us by email so that we
okay.
can talk more about that and see if you'd like to possibly come on the show and network with Mr. Glover. We only have, you know, such a lot of time, but we're glad you called, just like all of our other Think Big listeners.
Thank you.
Oh, definitely. Most definitely. I sent you a link earlier today, but I'll definitely follow up with you.
Okay, great. And let a lot of your friends know that we're on live right now, thinkbigradio.com. Thanks
okay.
a lot from
right.
Georgia.
Thank you.
And you can also still listen. We're just going to put you off air.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, see, we get phone calls from everywhere, and he just happened
Beautiful.
To stumble across our site. And that's what thinkbigradio.com is about. It's about networking.
Yes, sir.
And just like he said, you know, an individual such as yourself, you know, a business owner that's out there doing it, I can't really ask if you have plans to expand because you actually have already started expanding. Can you tell our listeners where you have expanded to and where you have been receiving orders from?
Well, I had a gentleman from Holland, Bermuda, the Virgin Islands.
Wow.
Just networking and people reading about me and, you know, like I said, I deal with people on a one-on-one basis, and I don't never give them a false face of who I am. And I think what I like to tell people is that Soul Inc. represents the everyday individual.
Wow.
My clothing is not geared to fads and thinking that if you don't wear my shirt that you're not part of the in crowd. My clothing represents everybody. This is where this is how I bear my soul because I interact with everyone. I don't, you know, just saying, hey, just the brothers can wear this or just the sisters can wear this because, like, again, everyone has a soul. So how can I just say this is just for black men? This is just, you know what I mean? It's just more.
Right. You know, when I, of course, visited your site, you know, I saw a lot of different races represented.
Exactly.
And you have a lot of different designs and styles out. That was very impressive to me. Now, you have a number one mantra. Can you share that with our listeners?
Please believe in your dreams. I won't say dream for too long, but it's at some point you have that thought and that dream, but you have to bring forth that into reality. You know what I mean? I tell young men and women all the time that I come across, please, 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 please believe in your dreams. Because at the end of the day, that's all you really have. That might be the only thing that may be able to motivate you. A dream is just a motivational tool. You wake up and you say, wow, man, I want to do this, or I want to own a home. Okay, you want to own a home, and that's your dream, but okay, what are you going to do to get this home? What are you going to do to get that dream job? You know what I mean? If you want to be a model or an accountant, there's things that you have to do to get to the point where you have to be. You just can't dream and, oh, well, then that's it, because that defeats the purpose if you happen to dream. You know what I mean?
Wow. You're right. And that's one of the biggest things, is for people to, you know, actually take those dreams and find a way, you know, to make them. We try to have people on here that can also help small business owners. We have had a woman here that dealt with credit.
Okay.
You know, we have people coming on soon that's dealing with business credit and how to get it. You know, we have realtors, mortgagers for, you know, people who want to start investing in real estate and things of that sort. All of our hosts have different specialties that, you know, we can help and assist people in, from, you know, health to wealth to spiritual to, you know, it doesn't matter. And, you know, truly we try to really just help assist people here on thinkbigradio.com. And same thing with your business. I mean, it's very noticeable, and you have some great websites, because what a lot of our listeners may not know is that you just don't have your Soul Link, but you're also on MySpace and Black Planet.
Yes. Yes,
yeah. Would you like to share those for other people who may be listening with MySpace or Black Planet pages?
Oh, sure. What you can do is go to one moment here. You can go to soulincnyc/myspace.com, and you can just put Soul Inc. into the Black Planet, I guess, database, and you can find me there. Or you can just use my first and last name.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
And that is, how do you spell your first last name, sir?
Okay, it's A-A-R-O-N, the
okay.
middle initial, Glover, G-L-O-V-E-R.
Okay, so that's A-A-R-O-N,
yes.
D, Glover, G-L-O-V-E-R.
Yes.
Of Brooklyn, New
Brooklyn,
York.
New
I hope
York.
We have a lot of your Brooklyn in the house listeners listening in right now live.
Yeah.
Okay, is there anything that you can tell us that can help business owners, like maybe three steps to success that helped you the most?
Okay, you need a strong support team. This is not just, I don't do this alone. I really don't do this alone. It's my partner, and I would say my better half, she's really supported me from maybe for the last year and a half, has been like that drill sergeant, you know what I mean? Because it's not easy. It's really not easy because, like I said, before I had the website, I was just, you know, walking up and down the street. Then I found someone to help me build the website. Again, it's pretty much, you have to have a strong foundation before you can go out on any business venture. If the people around you do not believe in what you're doing, you do not need those people around you. Because
wow.
if this is your dream and this is what you want to do for your life, those people around you have to have a strong spirit. You know what I mean? Because as I would consider myself a leader, but I'm a leader that does not dictate. You know, I'm a leader that asks questions from people around me because I don't have all the information. You know what I mean? I ask questions all the time because I need to know if I'm doing something wrong. You know, I would send out emails to people and say, hey, man, do you like this? Do you like that? Do you like this? And I speak to my family members, and my father, for one, has been very, very supportive of what I'm doing. You know, I can call him any time of the day, and I would ask him a question on, Daddy, how can I do this, man? And he would say, well, you start from point A, you go to point B, then you go to point C. You don't skip anything. You have to set, again, goals for yourself. And if you have to, like I said, it's you have to have a very positive, strong foundation, because no business runs on its own. It's the support team that you have. That's what makes you a great person by the great people around you.
Wow.
Yes.
That's definitely what's needed. I'm just taking a look at your site here, and it's just,
okay.
It's great. Once again, how can they reach you? I know this is getting redundant, but
okay,
they need to see the word and see exactly what you have, and I can't wait to see your catalog if you're going to start doing something of that sort, like an Adobe Acrobat catalog. But
yes, sir.
Well, how can they reach you? And my name is Big.
Yes, Big. I'm sorry. Yes, Big. Again, you can reach me at www.soulinc.net, or you can email me at info@soulinc.net.
Okay, now that we're pretty much winding down, is there anyone that you'd like to thank?
I want to thank everyone who's taken the time to come to my site, inquire about what I'm doing, make a purchase, and give me the feedback that the company needs.
Wow.
You know what I mean? 'Cause that's the most important thing to me is the feedback. You know, I had a young lady at one time email me from MySpace, and she said, I thank you so much for making clothing for plus-size women.
Wow.
You know what I mean?
They come in all sizes. I did not know that. That's something that we need to share.
Yes, and that's okay. So that alone let me know that Aaron is doing something right, because I don't cater to one particular individual, because, you know, that defeats the purpose of having a business. I want to cater to everyone if I can. But just by me getting those type of emails, that means everything. I just want to thank everyone from Europe, California, Arizona, Texas, the West Indies. I love you and I thank you. I sit sometimes and I'm still in amazement about the support that I get from total strangers. And that's what really gives me the drive to keep pushing on, man.
That is it. That feedback. Everybody out there, you heard the man. Feedback. We need feedback for his site, feedback for what he's doing. Everybody, when you get the chance, visit soulinc.net for emails, info@soulinc.net. You're listening to thinkbigradio.com, where big thinkers come to teach and learn. Your goals are our goals, and your success makes us successful. Is there anything, last words you'd like to have before we finalize our interview?
Let me see. Everyone have a safe and a blessed new year. God bless everyone. Thank you, Big.
No problem. All right, we're going to wind down this interview with "Thank You for Letting Me Be Myself." Think big, everyone. ThinkBigRadio.com, where big thinking comes to teach and learn. Your goals are our goals, and your success makes us successful. Think big, everyone, and happy holidays.